In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, there were clean things and unclean things. Certain foods were clean and could be sacrificed and eaten, while other foods were unclean and could not be sacrificed or eaten. This predates even Israel as a nation, as Noah himself brought both clean and unclean animals into the ark. People could also be clean or unclean. A woman after childbirth was unclean. Anyone who touched a dead body was unclean. And anyone who had an infectious skin disease, such as leprosy, was also unclean. So in Jesus' encounter today, he meets these 10 lepers who are unclean people. They were not part of the community of Israel, but their disease had cut them off from the people. They had to live by themselves, dishevel their hair, tear their clothes, cover their mouths, and call out to anyone who came near, "Unclean." For the unclean and the clean cannot live together. And what is worst of all, those lepers could not go to the temple to be in the physical presence of God and offer the sacrifices. Israel is a shadow of the church. Israel is a physical, concrete image of what the church is and how she lives. So the church is holy, the church is clean and pure and righteous through the blood of Christ. She lives with God and with one another, and God lives with her. These unclean lepers, then, are a picture of sin, the sinner. Now, leprosy didn't make that person sinful, but it's a picture of what sin does to an individual. It destroys and defiles that person thoroughly, without and within, cutting them off from the people of God and cutting them off from God himself. Sin separates from God. Ever since the fall, nothing is inherently good or holy or clean, but everything is infected with sin, man and creation. In sin we are conceived, in sin we are born, in sin we live, and in sin we would have died if not for God's help. You see this sin in our lives as our bodies grow old and frail, as we suffer from various diseases. Sin has not only ruined our eyesight, our ears, our lips, and our fingers, but it penetrates deep down into our muscles and bones, our cells, our DNA, and yes, even our very soul is ruined by it. You see sin as you look out into the world. Every self-inflicted disaster, both on a personal level and a societal level, is a result of sin. It brings to your mind that fallen and depraved flesh that lives not just in those bad people out there, but in my heart as well. Same exact wicked flesh. Every natural disaster reminds us that we are imperfect people, sinners, who have brought this creation under sin as well. Every disease and ailment and every funeral we attend shows us what the result of sin is. It takes life and turns our bodies back into dust. Yet the world doesn't see these things. For when lepers look only at lepers, they assume that their leprosy is normal. And when unclean sinners look only at unclean sinners, they assume that this is just normal. It's human nature to be selfish and sinful. So fallen man has no desire to be with God, for he doesn't see his disease, sin. He sees problems in his life, but really he's only dealing with the symptoms. He's eating healthy, visiting doctors, working out, or fleeing from disasters cannot take away the problem of sin. It only deals with the symptoms. Sin has separated all people from God. Sin has ruined this creation. So there is nothing inherently holy, good, or righteous in us or in our beautiful children. All have sinned. All are unholy and unclean and would remain in their sins if it were not for Christ's help. For what is unclean cannot live with what is clean. What is defiled by sin cannot live with the Holy One of Israel, either now on earth or forever in eternity. But only God can make something clean and pure and holy. Only God can remove sin. In the Old Testament, I suppose a doctor could have done his part to help the lepers, but he would not have been declared clean unless he offered a sacrifice and was declared clean by the priest. Remember, Israel is a picture, a shadow of the church. This isn't about medicine. It's about theology. It's about how God makes us clean through that one holy, perfect sacrifice of Christ. For every sacrifice pointed ahead to him. The blood of birds, goats, and bulls could not make Israel clean, but the blood of Christ can. So those Old Testament believers lived by faith in the Christ who was to come and offer a perfect sacrifice. Through every sacrifice they saw on that altar, their minds were directed ahead toward Calvary, where God would offer himself as a perfect sacrifice to actually set them free from sin. The Old Testament sacrifices had to be pure and holy, without blemish or defect, because Christ is the holy and pure Lamb of God, without blemish and without defect, not only outwardly, but also inwardly, in his heart, in his mind, and in his soul. The Old Testament sacrifices were offered once, or were offered daily, but Christ offered his sacrifice once for all. Because his sacrifice has brought us into a right relationship with God, where we may live in God's presence both here on earth and forever in heaven. The Old Testament sacrifices made those who were unclean ceremonially clean so they could enter the temple and live among Israel. But the blood of Christ has not only made us clean and holy outwardly, but also inwardly. So that we too may live among the people of God and live with our God and have our God live with us. So as Jesus is walking toward Jerusalem, he heals these 10 lepers. As he's going to offer himself, he shows what the blessings of his sacrifice will bring. The shadows were ending. The fulfillment had arrived. And made clean and pure outwardly, the one leper, the Samaritan, comes back to thank and praise God for all that he has done, while the 9 others simply separate themselves from Christ. The sacrifice of Christ was offered for all people to make all holy and righteous, but sadly many separate themselves from Christ by refusing to believe in the gifts which he has won. Only God can make you clean. Those who separate themselves from Christ cannot be clean or holy, but fall back into their leprous sin, separating themselves from God now and for all eternity. But in holy baptism, God has come to sprinkle you outwardly and inwardly with his precious blood, to make you holy, to make you pure and righteous, even as he is pure and righteous. In baptism, Christ has brought you into the family of believers, where you enjoy one another's company, not simply with those who gather here, but with all the saints and angels on earth and in heaven, now and forevermore. You are no longer apart from Christ, but you have been brought near. You are pure, for the pure Lamb of God is with you, no longer separated by sin, but you live with God, and God lives with you. Since God has cleansed us from our leprous sin, not only is there no need for any other sacrifice, but there is also no need to make a distinction between what is clean and what is unclean. The shadows have ended. The reality is here. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the kings and the prophets, lived in shadows. They too lived by faith, but they dealt with the shadows of what was to come. You live in the reality. You see what they long to see. As you place your faith in Jesus Christ, Abraham's son, who has fulfilled all these types and shadows. So for you who are pure, all things are pure. So let us receive all things with joy and thanksgiving. We are not bound by shadows and types and ceremonies as Israel was, but you are free. You are free in Jesus Christ, for his blood has set you free. God has reconciled you to himself and also you to his creation. So eat all foods with joy and gladness. For what goes into your body cannot defile you. It cannot separate you from God. Help those who are sick. Aid the wounded, and yes, even bury your dead. For what you touch cannot defile you or separate you from God. The blood of Christ covers you from head to toe, inside and out, so that for you, all things are good and right. That does not mean everything is beneficial. It doesn't mean you can also live however you want to. You are free in Christ, but you are not free to indulge in sin. Sin begins to separate you from God. Sin strips your holiness from you. So do not defile yourself by engaging in sin. Do not make yourself unclean by living as the unclean world lives. You are free, but you are not free to live in sin. You are free to live in praise and thanks to God without having to worry about your sin condemning you, for Christ is your sacrifice. His blood has made you holy. So live as God has made you, as children of God, the people of God, set apart from this world, separate from those unbelievers, united together as one. Thank and praise him. Serve and obey him as his holy beloved children. For God has not left you. You are never separated from God. Even as you walk away from this sanctuary, for his presence goes with you wherever you go to sanctify your life and the work of your hands. Or to say it this way, here in this house, the Lord gives you himself to drive out all sin from your heart so that out there you may live holy lives in thanksgiving to his glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.